We are learning Maseches Nedarim Daf Nun Gimel Amud Aleph, and we are beginning from the brand new Mishnah on top of Daf Nun Gimel Amud Aleph. Hanoyde min haTvarim Mutar B'Dvash Tvarim. If someone says makes an edah, I'm not going to eat dates, he's allowed to eat honey from dates because that's not a date. That's honey from dates. Mr. Tvanias, he says he's not going to eat a certain grape called Tvanias. These grapes are grapes that never ripen properly, so they're not really edible. What you do with it, you make with it chaimetz. So the halacha is that it's mutter of chaimetz tvanias. It's mutter in vinegar of tvanias because he says tvanias. He didn't say chaimetz tvanias. Chaimetz is a different item. Rabbi Yudim says, "Rabbi, call Hashem toldasa kruya love v'noy demenu also v'yotze menu." Rabbi argues. Rabbi Yudim says, "Anything you aser, and the thing that comes out of it is still called with the same name. It has that part of the name in it. The halacha is that it's aser. So, for example, dvash tmarim is aser because it's called dvash tmarim." And it comes from Tvarim. V'chama matirim, v'chama say it's mutter. V'chama hold, that's mutter. And the Gemara was going to ask, v'chama is the same thing like Talakama. Talakama said a mutter. The Rehu said it's aser. And the v'chama said a mutter. What's the difference in this chacham? So first of all, before you ask that kasha, v'chama hayin Talakama, the Ran deals with a different problem. L'chayra, we had before a Gemara, on top of daf nun beis on a beis, that says, what's the halacha of chalav? Someone makes an edah from chalav. Is he allowed to eat kumanat? And the Gemara said that we have a shita of Rabbi Yosi who asks, and what's the shita of Rabbi Yosi? So the Gemara says, because in the town of Rabbi Yosi, you call it kuma de chalva, you call it way of milk. And since you call it kuma de chalva, therefore, when you say, I'm noidim chalav, it includes kum. It's mashma. And what's Rabban hol? Rabban hol, no, you call it plain kum, you don't call it kumah dechalva. It's mashma that Gemara. Even the Rabbanon agree, if you call it kumah dechalva, it's taka aser. So here, this Tanakhama says mutter, it's not like the Tanakhama before, not like Rav Yosi before. It's like none of those mandi amrim. So the Ran has two truths to this kasha. One teretz is that over here, this Mishnah Daf Nun Gimel, it's the shtana haguf. It started off as a date, and now turned into honey. It's a whole different idea. It's a whole different guf. Mashenka before, the whey is actually a chalik of the milk. It just separates from the milk itself. It's not a new thing. It's just a separation of the milk. And therefore, there it's worse. That's why it's also. That's one teretz. The second teretz is that here, really, this honey is called dvash. The only reason we're putting the word tamarim into it is to differentiate between this honey and bees' honey. So therefore, it's dvash tamarim. But not because the dvash has a shame dates on it. It doesn't have a name of dates. And just a punk, you have to separate it. Also, chaymetz tzitvanias. We want to separate it from other vinegars. We say chaymetz tzitvanias. Therefore, it's not a raya, it's called tzitvanias. Now, Shane came before, where you call it kuma de chalba, they don't have to say chalba. No other type of kuma in the world. The only type, one type of way in the world. So when you say kuma de chalba, it's showing that it has a shame chalav on it, and that's where before it'll be aser. Akpam, that's around two terutzim to the kasha from before. But back to our Mishnah. So our Mishnah has technically three shitas. The Tanakhama says you know them tomorrow and mutter v'dvash. Know them is tefani yosim mutter chaymetz. Rumi says it's aser in both. And Chacham says mutter. What's the difference? What's Chacham's difference in the Tanakhama? Zok the Gemara. Chacham and Tanakhama. And for the Gemara, Ika benayu adad tanya. Now, will be the following brayso. Says in the brayso, Klal zeh amram shimmer loza. Kol shadarke lechol. Anything that's edible. V'derecha yosim lechol. Anything comes out of it's edible. Kigoyin, for example, tomorrow v'dvash marim. That's an example of things that are edible and things come out of it as edible. Well, it is, nada boy, you mean that they're not eat tamarim, also be also in the tamarim itself, and be yotzim menu. No yidim yotzim menu, also boy. You make a nether from the yotzim menu, also boy. It goes both ways. Kol she'ein da, this is the shita of Shimmer Loza. Kol she'ein darke lecho, derech yotzim menu lecho, if it's something that's not the derech to eat, for example, sitvani yos, you don't eat the grapes yourself, but you do eat, the vinegar comes out of it. The halacha is no yidibay in also of yotzim menu. So it's gam zel yotzim menu. Yom is gam tri yotzim menu. That's the shita of Shimon bar Laza. So what does that have to do with our chamos of our Mishnah? Explains the Ran that the shita of Rav Shimon ben Elazar is like the chacham, and he learns up like this: the Tanakhama holds that no matter what, you are mutter in the yotzim menu. You're aser in the thing itself. Sai tamarim, sai sitvanis. Even if sitvanis is not edible, you're Aser in Tamarim and Sitvanias, but you're mutter in what comes out of it. Yudim Mseira holds, you're aser in both no matter what. You're aser in the Tamarim and you're aser in what comes out of it, Dvashmarim. You're aser in Sitvanias, you also comes out of it. Chachamim argue on the case of Sitvanias. He argues on both the Talakam and Huda Ramsera. Both the Talakam and Huda Ramsera hold that when Oidim is in Tvanias, you also is in Tvanias. The Machlekes, the Talakam and Huda Ramsera is if you also on the Chom is in Tvanias. Chom say that on the Tvanias itself you mutter. And that's how he knew Chom holds the Shimra Lazo because his master is arguing on both. Matirim is arguing on both what they said. And what they agree on is that Tvanias itself is also. So when he says mutter is going on Tvanias itself, can be going on Tmarim itself, because why should Tmarim be mutter? There's nothing wrong with it. So when Tvanias itself is mutter, why? Because it's not edible. And that's what Chavim say, Matirim, they argue on both those Madiyamrim, both Tanakama and Hudavim Seira. So if I made myself a chart here in the back, so it comes out like this. If you have here, you have the Tanakama Shita, Rudim Seira, and the Chacham who holds a Kashim Ralazo. So tomorrow, which is Dark Lechel, you make a Neder, everyone holds Asim. The Vash tomorrow, according to Tanakama is Mutter, according to Rudim Seira, and Chachamim is Asir. But why? Because it's something Dark Lechel. So that's why if you're Chacham Ramashim Ralazo, it's Asir. Ain Dark Lechel is Asir according to Tanakama, like Sitfanius, it's thing itself, according to Rudim Seira, also it's Asir itself, but Sitfanius itself, according to Chacham, is Mutter. And what comes out is 20 years, Fi Tanakama's mutter, and Fi Rim Seira and Chama all also. That's what comes out from the Shitas. How do we paskin? So the Ran says we paskin like a Tanakama that Bain Bitmar, maybe it's 20 is the only usher in itself, but not in Hayatsim Manu, not the Tvash and Chaimitz, because that has a different name, and that's how we paskin like a Tanakama. Like upon him, that is the Psalm Dar Mishnah. Zok the Mishnah Vaita. Someone says, I am not going to drink wine. It's a nether. So what's Stam Yayin? Stam Yayin is grape wine. Mutter Yayin Tepuchim. You mutter in wine from apples, apple cider. You mutter in those things. Minas Shemen. Someone says he's not going to eat oil. Mutter B'Shemen Shum Shemen. You're allowed to eat sesame oil. Because Stam oil means Shemen Zayis. What? Wine of Tepuchim. I made up like a joke of apple cider. What? Yain is anything that ferments and turns into wine. So there is wine made out of tapuchim. I don't know if we have these as apple wine. I'm not sure apple cider. Most of them are not fermented. But if it is, then that's an example of wine tapuchim. So when you say wine, you mean wine. Like you're saying, Lost Riyadim, wine means some grapes. That's exactly what you're saying. When it comes to Lost Riyadim, that's what we're asking about the yain tapuchim. Even though it is wine, yeah. Min Hashem, Mutter v'Shem and Shum Shemin. In Hashem, and it's Mutter and Shem and Shum Shemin, which is sesame oil. I'm saying in Shulchan Aruch, it's whole Nidin, if you like a Kiddush in Yayin Tepuchim. Min HaDvash, Mutter v'Dvash Tvarim. When you say honey, it's Mutter in Dvash Tvarim. You're Mutter in date honey, because honey usually means honey from bees. Min HaChaymetz, if you say I'm not going to make an edit, I'm not going to eat vinegar. Mutter v'Chaymetz Sitvanias. You're Mutter in vinegar from Sitvanias, which are those bad grapes, but because regular vinegar is from regular grapes. Minak creation from creation which are leeks. Mutter be kaflutois. Mutter a certain leek called kaflutois. Those leeks are not, kaflutois is not part of creation. Minak yerek, if you say I'm not going to eat vegetables, mutter be rakas asada. Shushem levoi. Yerakas asada, something that I called yerakas asada, wild vegetables, that is mutter because that has a different name. That's called yerakas asada, and regular vegetables are garden vegetables. These are vegetables of the field. Those are wild vegetables. They're not included in the Issa Yerek, because usually you mean Yerek Hasada. I've lost the other place? Yeah. That's the Mishnah. Zog to Gemara Vaita. Tanya, look at the Braisa. Hanoidim and Hashem and Be'eretz Yisrael. Someone is in Eretz Yisrael, and he says, I'm not going to eat oil. I'm not going to have oil. Make enough from oil. Have enough from oil. So Be'eretz Yisrael, Mutter Hashem and Shum Shemin, you mutter in sesame oil, but also with Shem and Zayis. Also Shem and Zayis. Why? Eretz Yisrael, when you say Shemen, you mean Shem and Zayis, which is olive oil, and you don't mean to say Shum Shemin oil, sesame oil. With Bavel, where there wasn't so many Zaysim, there weren't so many olives there, also with Shum Shemin, you're also in sesame oil, or mutter with Shem and Zayis. And you mutter in Shem and Zayis. For example, let's say you lived in America. So it could be a tzah. We'll see, it's not true, but it could have been a tzah. When he said, I'm making enough oil, it means only canola oil. That's what you use. But we'll see in a second, if it's a place you use both, then it could be it's awesome. Malkim shem stavkim mezem mezeh. In a place, like in America, we use both shem and zayis and canola oil. Osem bezeh bezeh, osem both. So it's more pshita, that's pashut. Letzricha deruba menchad mestavkim. Roiv. Use one of them. For example, let's say here in America, Roiv people use canola oil. And you say, I'm not going to have enough oil. You go basa by a sofik asur, you go lachumra. That's the pshat. Freita achrayim. What do you mean? You always go sofik asur lachumra. You don't go basa raif. You never heard of basa raif. You never heard of going basa raif. When you say something, you go basa raif. The halacha is if you find a piece of meat. And it came, there was 10 stores in front of you, and you found a piece of meat on the floor. 9 stores are treif, and 1 is kosher, or the opposite. You go by sarayv. So even by issa, you go by sarayv. So why by neder, don't go by sarayv? What's going on here? Safik is ula chumra. What? Safik is ula chumra. The Mukhets don't speak out that if he says, I meant that oil, you believe, Taka. You say, I meant that specific oil, you believe. But here he didn't speak out. So you say, Safik is ula chumra means all oils. What do you mean? Why?
Isn't there a
Svar Echanem Mishum? No, you found it on the floor. You found it on the floor. You found it on the floor. And there, go what's arrived. You go what's arrived. Without Echanem Mishum, just by itself. So the question is, what's the difference? Empedach, right? Shalmei Darim says it. Others say it already. That the Teretz is simple. That in that case, it's a stira between the Rav and the Miyad. The Rav says it's kosher, and the Miyad says it's possible. When there's a stira, you can't have both. It can't be kosher and possible at the same time. You go what's arrived. Here, it's not a stira. It can mean that oil and that oil. When it's not a stira, you don't go by sarayv. Maybe in both. It's only when it's a stira that you go by both. When it's a stira, two things. Here, it's not a stira, so therefore, it's possible it means both. And that's why the halach is, Safik is sura le chumra. Talk to Gemara Vayter. So Gemara Vayter, about the Yerakos, Hanoidim and Ayerek. We're talking about all different things in our Mishnah, but it says it depends where you are. So if you make a neder from Yerek in other, not the Shemitah year, the other 6 years of the cycle, also be rakas agina, you also in garden vegetables, like our Mishnah said, umutu be rakas asada, you mut in the wild vegetables, you don't mean that. In Shvias, you don't plant any garden vegetables. All you have is wild vegetables. So there, if you say this neder, you mean to say, also be rakas asada, umutu be rakas agina. Yasi rakasad, then what the rakasagina? That's the halacha. Are you going to ask me if you don't plant any rakasagina, so how's it possible to have rakasagina? It wasn't even mutter, it's not possible. So some farshim say it was left over from last year. So those are mutter because that's not really common to have your rakasagina, you don't plant. But your rakasad are common because that those are the wild ones that grows on Shvias. Are you going to ask me, is this a svichim on Shvias? There's a fisam tanoim, you're not allowed to eat svichim on Shvias. If they grow wild even, because people might grow them themselves, that's halacha. So the answer to that kasha is that in places where it's not possible to grow, where it's not possible for you to plant it, there could be svichim amut, and that would be the case. So Amar Rav Moshe Rav Chanina ben Gamliel, this whole halacha that we said, that on Shvias, your mutter in your rakas ha gina, l'shalom makom she'im evim yarek m'chutz la'aretz la'aretz. Only if you don't bring in, you don't import your rakas from chutz la'aretz. If it's in a place, if it's in a place in Eretz Yisrael where you're importing Yerakas Chutz La'aretz, and also in the Yerakas Agina, because there you mean Yerakas Agina, you don't have garden vegetables because you don't plant it. It's coming from Chutz La'aretz where they do plant it. It's coming from Mitzrayim or from Jordan, wherever it's coming from. And there, so there, that Mokim is a normal place to import, then it's also. What's the shaila about importing? Why does everyone import? Kitanoi. It's really, if you're allowed to import your rakas from out of Eretz Yisrael on Shvias. Ketanoi, it's really mechalikus all the time. Ketanoi, emevin yarek mechutz la'aretz aretz. You're never supposed to bring in your rakas mechutz la'aretz to the aretz. Rav Chanani bring a meal, emevin yarek mechutz la'aretz aretz. You couldn't bring in your rakas mechutz la'aretz to the aretz. What's the mechalikus? My time the man the Amar emevin. What's Rav Adam says he can't bring in? Amar Rav Yirmiyah Mishum Gush. Because we know that a chutz la'aretz, the Chazal, when masakin, that the mud, the dirt in chutz la'aretz is tamei mesim. So we don't want to bring in dirt from chutz la'aretz to Eretz Yisrael, tamei all the tyrus. So therefore, there were guys there, you shouldn't bring in any yerakas in order, you shouldn't bring in meat, shouldn't bring in any mud that is attached to the yerakas. So that's the machaikas, the yechoshim and goshanat. One man the other says the yachoshish, one man's not yachoshish. So in a place where you're bringing yerakas chutz la'aretz will be awesome even then, even on yerakas sagina. Even on garden vegetables. But a place you don't bring in on Shvias, then on Shvias there is no garden vegetables. So therefore, when you say, I'm asking myself in Yarek, the halacha is, it will be mutter, the halacha is, it will be mutter in Yerakas HaAgina.